Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. Today I want to talk about a big ticket item, life insurance. I had someone trying to talk me into buying life insurance the other day. They kept saying that it was an investment, and I don't really agree with that definition, or at least that's not the idea behind it. Life insurance, by definition, is for the living. It's to replace the income that those you leave behind depend on. Or in the case of business life insurance, it may be used to buy out the partner's families, etc. Regardless of how you feel about it, though, most people need some form of life insurance. Not for themselves, but to protect those they will leave behind. If that's no one, or no one will suffer financially when you're gone, then you can skip this minute. Otherwise, here are three important considerations when it comes to life insurance. Number one. Unless you want to use whole life insurance for estate planning, buy-sell agreements, executive benefits, etc., then a less expensive solution is to buy term insurance. Usually when people talk about this, they advise you to buy term instead of whole life and invest the difference. But here's the kicker. Most people never do the last part. So be the exception and actually save the difference, and your future self will thank you. Because at some point, you'll want to stop getting term life insurance because it will just simply get too expensive. You see, the premium increases as you age, but if you've saved the difference, you'll be able to self-insure. Number two, do your homework when selecting an insurance company. Hint, the stability of the company far outweighs the costs. After all, you want the company to be around when you need it to pay out. And finally, some of the pitches to buy whole life insurance or some variation thereof are so good that even I get tempted sometimes. But at the end of the day, insurance serves one purpose. That is to protect those you leave behind. When you start to think of insurance as an investment or some type of tax strategy, you may be crossing a big line. If you decide to go that route, be sure to read the fine print so that you understand exactly what you're getting yourself into and what it's really going to cost you. Hey, if you like the minute, head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Not only will that help our ranking on iTunes and keep us on, it will let us know that you're out there and you're listening. And that's the minute for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember, minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit MindingYourMoneyMinute.com.